This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Juggling friends, man, it's harder and harder. I feel like it's almost harder and harder as you get older, too.
For sure.
Because life just gets busier. You got kids, all that kind of stuff. And then also, the other thing with like the friends group is when you're in high school and then you're in college, and usually right after college, you're kind of all in the same era, same time of your life. And then all of a sudden you start getting older, and I feel like it's hard to line up your lives. When one person's single, the other person's not. Mm-hmm. When another person has kids, and then the other person doesn't. And Hannah kind of feels like she's going through some of that with her friends right now.
Yeah, I just feel like it's really hard for us to connect and definitely to get together. And recently, I feel like I've just been a little left out. I'm kind of used to like the different era thing. I started my job before my friends started working, and I also was in a more developed relationship at the time, so I felt kind of ahead. So I'm kind of used to that. Not that I'm ahead anymore. We're kind of all in the same spot now.
Yeah, you were not spending as much time with them because you were busy at work and busy with the boyfriend.
Right.
But now you're single.
Now I have more, like, I'm ready to hang out.
Now you're like, I'm back,
like,
people.
I probably spent too much time in my former relationship with my partner, and I didn't soak up as much friend time as I needed to. And now, like, I'm ready. I'm ready to see my friends.
Yep.
I want to see my friends. And now they're in an era where they're spending more time with their partner.
Yes.
And so I'm feeling like a lot of FOMO. And the part that I like wanted to talk to you guys about is I just feel like I can't say anything. I feel like I can't be like, guys, like, why wasn't I invited to, you know, cocktails? Because when I see that stuff, I know that it's not going to happen often. Like, it's so hard for us to all get together in the first place.
So if there's an event happening and I'm not there,
I'm like, damn, I don't know when the next time something like that's going to happen. But I feel like we're grown women, and so I shouldn't have to be like, eh.
So do you feel like when the girls go out, you don't get the invite?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
I feel like the best thing you can do, like, you don't want to call them out and be rude about it and be like, well, why wasn't I invited? I think you could be like, wait, that's so fun. We should go get drinks next week or
yes.
something.
You gotta initiate. Yes.
So then when you initiate it, then they're like, oh, well, when we're having all these people over, when we're all going out, let's invite Hannah. She wants to do this.
Because this is my theory. I think they're not inviting you on purpose. They are just not used to inviting you because you were in a relationship.
Right.
Like you were saying, oh, I'm used to the eras thing. Are you? Because the reason you're in this situation is because you were in a different era of them. You were in a serious relationship. You were in a serious job, and your time you just didn't have the time. So they didn't have, they were used to, this is when we go out, you got kind of removed from the group text.
Right.
And then now you're like single, ready to mingle, back in the game. But they're like, oh, yeah, we're not used to inviting you. I forgot you're single. I forgot you're around again. That happens to so many people. When you get into a relationship, and it's kind of the same even with guys, too. Like, we're like a little bit less serious about it and probably less catty about it. But you just start hanging with your girl that you're just like, oh, yeah, we forgot you even existed, bro.
I hate that.
Yeah. In their defense, not to call you out, but you kind of forgot they existed, and that's okay because that's what people do in relationships.
I know, that's why I was trying to like hold myself accountable and be like, I did that with both my past relationships. Like, you don't even do it purposely, but you're just, that's just what happens.
Are you frustrated with yourself that you end up falling back into that same old trap?
Yes.
Don't be frustrated with yourself, because I think some people always say that. They get out of the relationship and they constantly say, oh, I'm not going to do this again. I'm not going to lose track of my friends. But the reality is there's just so much time in a day, and your relationship, especially when it gets to a very serious point, should be a priority.
Yeah.
Like
so should your friends.
True. Yes. But I always think this, and this is an interesting conversation. I think your friends are supposed to be there for you no matter what. They don't need all that time. Like, one of my best friends in the world, you guys know him because we've talked to him a lot, is Scotty. I can't remember the last time him and I got together, but he's always there for me if I need him. That's right. What friends are for. Mm-hmm. Just your time. You work like 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day now. And then you go and you spend time with your significant other. I think your friends are there like for that Christmas cocktail, for those rare spots, because that's what friends are. They're always there for you no matter what.
I agree.
Yeah. So I don't think you should beat yourself up like, oh, I lost track of my friends in this relationship. I just think you need to get back out there. And I think that Gabby's right. You got to be the initiator. Yeah. You got to be like team spirit friend girl now.
Yeah.
Yay!
You got to start the group text. You got to name the group text. Like, you got to be the, like, it's not you now, girl.
Yeah, I'm just not used to that, but I guess I have to be.
All right. What's the group text name we're going to come up with?
And who knows?
And Kevin and I invited now too. Like,
yeah,
like,
right.
I'm really
a girls' night.
Yeah,
we're a girls' night now.